Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk. Look at me. To Real Talk. Listen, to Real Talk, Real Plans. It's your girl, Riri, and I'm waiting for Coco. And we will be, you know, having a good old time today. Listen, I am not caffeinated, okay? I just made me some coffee. There we go. Hold on. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
All right. Now I can do it for real, like it sound right, okay? Okay, for real. Let me just start off all over. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans. This is your girl, Riri, and
Coco.
And we are here live with another episode. I can't tell you what episode we on, but baby, we've been real consistent with that thing. So these numbers is high. The numbers.
Yeah, they are.
What you doing? What you got going on? It's cold. It's raining. How you
doing? It's cold and raining. Lord have mercy. Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, it sounds like you're snacking. What you eating? Let me ask all.
Sorry. No. I just had to bring Daddy his watermelon, and so I took a piece. Sorry.
Of course.
Yeah, I had to bring it, so I'm shit. I'm going to take me a piece. Nothing. I'm unpacking my mail from the week.
What kind of mail you get?
Jane's Agenda, because I'm back on this shit again. Mm. There's one that's missing. Oh, I got Tale of a Plan. I got my Go Wild book from Tale of a Plan. And Planner Press supposedly sent something, but I don't see it. It said it was delivered. But I got, now listen, I'm going to cancel that. I don't even know why I ordered that. Because they had one thing that I wanted, and I was like, oh, I'm going to join the club. And I'm going to subscribe, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I'm sure it got delivered, but I don't know
what
Planner Press is. So they have inserts, dashboards, what is that? Stickers, all that stuff. But I sure
you need any of that stuff like you need a hole in the head.
Yeah, exactly. You ain't got to tell me.
So I can go buy something.
Exactly. Hot meat kettle.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I've got all this happy mail that just, it hangs out by the door. And you can see through my door, like when you drop something off. So I know the mailman and the UPS, not UPS, what you call them? Yeah, UPS too, but Amazon, they probably be like, this bitch got all this stuff stacked up inside her door. And
they
here we are delivering more. Oh, and it all be just right by the front door.
Yeah.
But I open it here now because I'm on the phone with you.
Nice. It's always good to, you know, open Happy Mail amongst friends.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in your cup today?
Water.
Nice. Good old high quality H2O.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do better, Lord Jesus.
I just made me some coffee. I haven't had coffee all day.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm about to tell you what kind it is. It's new. I just got it in the mail. I got a trade subscription for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I got it for my birthday.
Oh, that's great.
And I have been, like, spacing them out because I drink more coffee, you know, at work than I do at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one is called Common Voice. It is the Terra roast, which ultimately is like a dark roast. And it has
mm-hmm. I like dark roasts.
Me too. Oh, that midnight dunk can be so good. You know what it is, right?
It's my favorite. What?
It's really nothing but coffee and espresso.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it works for me.
I learned that when I worked there for those 3 days. Anyway, it has notes of toffee, dark chocolate, and it's earthy. And it is originated in South America. And their slogan is coffee for good. And I just figured it was such an appropriate coffee for tonight. Coffee for good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I told you about the guy from work that told me about going to Colombia to get coffee. Because I told him that I like to grind it now. And he's like, oh, you know what would be best? If you went to Colombia. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to Colombia just to get coffee. What's wrong with you?
If you go to Colombia.
And he's like, I mean, you know, like if you were going to go. Yeah.
I can guarantee you the dog's going to stop you at the doggone the border because that's how people smuggle in dope.
Yeah, I'm not going to get no coffee.
Let me tell you this story. It's so unbelievable when I tell you, but I swear on everything I love that it happened. So, you know, I used to teach high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I taught high school English, and every now and then, you know, you get the code red, lock the doors, blah, 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 blah. And so one day we get the code red, we lock the doors, and we hear barking, and so the drug dogs are in the building.
Uh-huh.
At this time, I was a heavy cannabis user.
Oh, shit.
And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, shit. What do I have in my purse? You know, because you can't think about it, right? And mm-hmm. so, ultimately, the dogs get a hit at my door. Now,
oh,
I taught the kids who most people didn't want in their classrooms. just because, you know, they give them a lot of trouble. But, you know, I ain't play that shit. Y'all not going to do all that. Miss Mitchell don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I was just like, hey, to go on and put it in the trash, put it wherever you got to put it before we go out in this hallway because I don't want y'all going down. Whole time, I'm texting my sisters like, bitch, I'm about to go to fucking jail. I'm going to jail. My debit card is in my purse. You know the PIN number. Come fucking get me. And so we get ready to, before we can go back in, the principal comes out and he's like, come here. And I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, is that your book bag over there, the blue one? And I'm like, maybe. Why?
Damn.
And he's like, because I thought you was going to have us on the news. And I'm like, oh, shit, what's in there? I had all these coffees in my purse, all these coffee pods, because, you know, I had a Keurig at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I was taking them from home to bring them to work to use in my friend's classroom because I just had a regular coffee pot. Anyway, so I was like, I just got some coffee in there, you know, and I got my little, I kept calling it a hookah pen, but it wasn't a hookah pen. It was really a cannabis pen, but it wasn't popular then. So it just had the, you know, mm-hmm. the oil in it. And so I was like, I just got my little hookah pen in there and some coffee. He was like, yeah, I know, because we done been all through it. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
shit. He was like, I just want to tell you that your ass was going to be on the news. And I was like, get out my face.
Knowing full well it sure could have been.
I was about to be on the news, y'all. So I'm just going to tell y'all, don't keep coffee on y'all like that, because it don't matter what it is. They're going to think the dogs are strained to smell for it. They going to smell for that before they smell weed or the dope or whatever, you know, you're trying to have. Yeah, it was so unbelievable, though. And all the students was like, Ms. Mitchell, who was it? Which student was it? I was like, y'all know who it was. Y'all know who it was. Now, when you don't see that school car, you know what? Whole time.
Who was it? Me.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know, anyway, my coffee smells really good. I just ate some sherbet. I don't know if sherbet and coffee go together, but it sounded good at the time.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that sounds good, but whatever.
I mean, the sherbet
if it works
good,
for you.
Yeah, yeah. The sherbet was good. It was so, it's comforting. I think it's like a comfort food. So now I need to order some more tomorrow because I ate it all today.
Okay. Sherbet, I guess that's a pretty good dessert.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think I looked at it and it was only 130 calories for 2 cups.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really tasty. Mango peach passion fruit. Ooh. Ooh.
Mm.
Public brand. Yeah. And my coffee good, too.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little better now that I got that little sip of coffee in me. Okay. You guys. The number to call in, if you'd like to call in and be heard on the air, is 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. So, of course, I have to ask, how were your routines this week?
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah. They weren't that great. But I'm trying to get back into the swing of going back into the office more. Not because I don't mind. I do get more things done, but it's the optics of it, right? So I got to set a good example because I usually don't go because I'm usually traveling so much, but I'm just going to start going. So anyway, I'm going to go at least on Tuesdays and Wednesdays or Wednesdays and Thursdays, just depending. Definitely Wednesday because that's when everybody's in the office. So that I'm trying to make that part of my weekly routine again on the weeks that I'm not traveling somewhere. So that I did get I took care of that this week, let me say. So I did start doing that, and then I put it in my calendar, my planner for this week, that it would be Tuesday and Wednesday. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But other than that, I didn't really have any other routine things. I am going to start doing my blood pressure, though. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
I think I'm going to start keeping account of that for when I go to the when I go back to the doctor for my physical, just because when I do go randomly, not that y'all care, but when I randomly go to the doctor for different things, like they'll say that my pressure is up, and up is like 120-something, 130-something over like 90, but my pressure is normally no higher than like 120 over 88 or something like that. So when they tell me that, I'm like, uh-uh, because that's the one thing I've always prided myself on was my pressure being good. So when that starts messing up, it kind of concerns me. So anyway, I'm going to start doing that.
I think a lot of times your blood pressure goes higher when you're at the doctor because you'd be so anxious about that shit.
Yeah, but I've not experienced that. So it concerns me. that they're starting to tell me that. Because once before that happened, and then they put me on this pressure pills, and I wound up in the hospital because my pressure got too low, because there wasn't nothing wrong with my pressure to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's the cuff that they use, it's how they take it. Now, the doctor could come in and take it manually, and it's fine. They use the damn automatic thing, and it's high. So, and I always tell him, when they tell me it's high, I always tell him, can you take my pressure again, please? I don't know what they're going to have to be doing. But anyway, so that's going to be part. I'm adding that as part of my routine and things that I keep track of.
I think that's really good. I used to keep track of it, you know, multiple times a day because I have extreme high blood pressure. I'm just breaking out my little hip of y'all. I mean, but you already know.
It's okay. It's yours.
It's mine. So because I have, you know, excessive high blood pressure, I try to keep up with it, but I'm on so many medications for it that it does get low. And because it drops so low that my body is no longer used to functioning with a blood pressure that low, if that makes any sense, because it's been functioning so high for so long. So a lot of times I do go to, like, I sleep a lot. And that's one of the reasons, because my body is like, oh, shit, something's wrong. Let's go sleep. Shut down. But, you know, it's the medicine that drops it, and they want it to drop, you know, because it keeps my heart healthier. But I just spend a lot of time sleeping, you know, unintentional sleep. Like, we went to the event Saturday. I slept half the way there and half the way home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, I just, it's not even like I can help it. It just happens. So, I definitely agree that you should keep up with it. I have been trying to keep up with my blood sugar, but because I don't really know what my blood sugar is supposed to be, it just kind of creeps me out every time I take it. And I'd be like, I don't think I need to do this. So I haven't quite added that into my routine yet, but I'm going to talk with someone. I go to the doctor again tomorrow, so I'm going to talk with somebody about that and see if they have any ideas on what to do with that information. Because, I mean, these things now, it's like you put your CPAP on, you wake up in the morning, you get an email. Did you get enough sleep last night? It's like, get out
of
my
head. Oh, my God.
So now I'm like taking my blood sugar. You know, your blood sugar seems a little high. Maybe you should. I'm like, listen, it's right after dinner. What am I supposed to do? Well, maybe you shouldn't take it after dinner. I'm like, okay. So I don't know.
You're supposed to wait a couple hours, right?
I don't know. Didn't I just tell you that? I have no idea.
Let me Google that.
I have a friend who used to take theirs every day at, like, midnight. And I just thought they picked that time because, you know, it's a time I won't forget. That's the time I changed my Invisalign trays.
So, Google says after 2 hours. Because right after you eat, your blood sugar will be up, but it should regulate within 2 hours or be where it's going to be.
Okay. So yeah, that makes sense.
But, Lord, yeah. Because everybody's as high right after they eat, even if they're not a diabetic, I'm sure.
Yeah, if you're not eating sweets. Anyway.
Now that we've discussed all of our medical issues.
All the medical issues. I mean, yeah. So, yesterday was Galentine's with a plan. Oh, wait, hold on. Caller who's been on hold for a minute. Why didn't you say that? Hold on. I feel so rude.
Oh,
hello?
Do I call?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Shanice.
Planning the tacos.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I just sat here. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
I didn't even know. I didn't even see it. I was so busy talking about
we're discussing our medical issues.
Well, I was like, I have a CPAP machine, and I hate it. So I was just listening in on what y'all was talking about. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like my CPAP machine at all.
Wait. So
no,
I watched the video, and you were talking about, like, when you just started using it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have just a regular CPAP, and what do you dislike about it? I mean, if you don't mind talking about it. I mean, you just brought it up, so I figured you don't mind.
So just for me, I don't like it just because I tend to stay up until I'm, like going to just pass out. So I don't like really getting it, like putting it on, because I'm ready to go to bed by the time I'm ready to go to bed. And so happen to put that on my head, set it up, and then sometimes I lay one way, I hear all the noise, sometimes I got to maneuver it. So I just feel like it'd be too much. I just want to go to bed.
Right. Yeah. No,
well,
if I can just say
one little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it helps me to fall asleep because I'm a night owl too, and like I'll be on my phone and everything else, but like after that air is in my face for a while. Now, listen, I'm gonna just put it like, I'm not no goody two shoe and use it every day because I do not. I probably haven't used it since the last time I was a roommate at a planner conference with somebody because I didn't want them to hear
okay.
me snore. But when I do, it helps me to fall asleep. So if you put it on while you're reading or whatever you're doing, and then you'll just maybe help you get more comfortable. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to wear it because again, I don't really wear mine, so.
Well, I just need to make sure I do. They tell me at least four hours because I'm not trying to get it took
mm-hmm.
up since insurance is paying for it. But I just
yeah.
be like, someday I just skip, and I'm just like, please don't call me because I just, you know, I'll make it up the next day or something. I don't know.
Girl, let me
yeah.
tell you.
Yeah, they do say so average 4 hours.
They will come
yeah.
get,
so
they will tell you they will come get that motherfucker too.
Yeah, they will, and they'll stop sending you the supplies for it and everything.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, you're not using it anyway.
That is
right.
crazy. Like, y'all got you gonna come get it? Listen, last time they told me they was gonna come get it, I was like, fuck it, come get it then. I ended up in the hospital. So let me tell you something.
No.
Do not, I was in the hospital
no.
for a whole week. Do not stop using
yes,
it.
Yes, you was. Yes, she was. It got small with them people and wound up in the hospital.
Yeah, I did. So you are the hostess with the mostest for Galentine with the Plan. Are we? Am I correct with that?
Yes.
Yay! Okay, so tell us a little bit about how Galentine's with a Plan got started. I know it's not like a full interview because I know you're tired and you're exhausted and everything just finished yesterday, but I gotta do what I can while you on here.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So Galentine's with a Plan was an idea that came about during COVID. I just had a few people over because, you know, at this time it's shut down. We're not doing any more meetups. We're just bored, right? So I think it had to have been like 2021 when we were starting to be allowed to go outside again a little bit or whatever the hell we had going on. But I had like 6 friends come over, and we just had a cute little Galentine's get-together, just a meetup at the house. So it was just like 6 of us hanging out, just having a good time. So I was like, okay, that's real cute. Maybe we should do that every year because, like, my little friend group, we do, like, Friendsgiving. Like, we're always doing something. So that's where it started from. I said, okay, I'll do this every year. Next year, I was like, you know what, let me ask some shops, like, for a little bit of swag or something. I think Pink Diamond Planner Co., she said, Little Magic Print. Like, it was just a little bit, right? And it was, like, 15 of us. And so we just went to a little restaurant, hung out, kikied. And after that is when I said, I think this might can be something, so let me just try it. So it just grew from that. So in 2020, so that had been 2022 when I decided to be like, okay, let's see if I can make an event happen or whatever, just a small event. It was only 40 of us. And I just worked my magic in the DMs. I said, hey, I'm having an event. You know, do you mind sending a few goodies, blah, 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 blah. Just, you know, sweet talking them. But for the most part, if y'all know, for the most part, I be on a lot of PR teams. I'm talking mm-hmm. to people like on a regular. So it wasn't that hard to find people to help me out. And so, yeah, that's where it all started. And then, like, just knowing a few people, I started getting sponsors for things. Like, I knew I wanted a photo booth. Like, it's just ideas. I will say I was heavily inspired by a planner party called Define and Flourish that's no longer active, and also Scribble Prince Co. They used to have a planner party, so that's where it kind of, like, it was a one-day event and just a good time. So that's where I got the vision from.
So more of a party than
a conference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
It was good. I enjoyed the 5 hours. You know, I think it, you know, you got to get everything in at that time. You know, I do enjoy the longer conferences, but what I'm saying is the one day is also a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said, a party. Let's get together and hang out for a little while.
It was a party, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I think the thing that I'm hearing the most is that you kind of have a reputation of, you know, always consistently, you know, talking with people and engaging with people, you know, organically, and being able to ask
mm-hmm.
them to donate. And I think that really, really helped out, because, man, when I tell you that swag bag was fat, I watched people
it's
go
cool.
through theirs. And then I went through mine last year. This year.
Hmm?
Oh, this year's. I'm sorry. Okay, you said it was packed. I don't know. I feel like y'all, like, the attendees outdid themselves with those table
mm-hmm.
makers. Like, I feel like
yeah.
y'all might think it was swag, but it was table makers, because the way that y'all turned up for each other, that was just so amazing to see. Like, it was just like, that was crazy to me, like how everyone went out for each other and just wanted everybody to feel happy when they got something from somebody. That was so cute, and that's just something that I just really enjoy seeing from you all that are there. Like, it just seems like y'all just really just love each other. Like, it's just a big ass community that just comes together for a quick second and have a good time.
What was your favorite?
Yeah, and I will say the table made gifts yesterday, because, you know, I go to the other one, CPC, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
mean, honestly, you didn't know where the swag bag began yesterday and the table made gifts
right.
began, you know, because it was just like, this is amazing. I mean, they were like large gifts, really, people really put thought into the gifts. It was really nice. So I agree with you. It's the best ones I've seen. Just watching people
yeah.
do it, you know, unpack them online, and even just sitting there yesterday, and the ones I received, I mean, they were really good.
Coco,
mm-hmm.
what was your favorite table mate gift you got yesterday?
Oh, well, was that a favorite? it was, you know, I'm a pins freak. So I got this little thing. I'll just take a picture and post it, but it was inside this really nice bag, a pencil pouch or a case or whatever you want to call it. It was really nice, and it was decorated, and it had really nice pins on the inside, which were really good,
mm-hmm.
the gel pins. And so I that was like my favorite. But again, I'm a pen freak, so that's why. But I mean, they were all really, really good.
So,
all of them.
With you not,
yeah.
you know, sitting at a table and hosting the event, do you miss out on the table make gifts? Do you want me to send you a table make gift?
When I tell you, I had so many people handing me extra table make gifts, girl. I came home today and I had a ball. I wasn't missing out on nothing.
Okay, good. I meant to tell you that I was going to bring you the Constance admin subscription. And I completely forgot.
Did I win?
Yes, did you I won. And I meant to tell you that and completely forgot. I also forgot to bring Trika's print pressure box, but I'll see her again soon.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. But, yeah, I didn't miss out. Everyone's just always just so sweet, and they're just always so appreciative of me putting it together. And, like, I'd be so embarrassed, like, when people start shouting me out and saying thank you, do-do-do. But, like, they're just so amazing. That's why I was like, man, I can't ask for a better group of ladies and fellas to come through, and it's just a good time.
I really love that there were
two. It really was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I felt like a fangirl a little bit because it was so many big planner names there. And I'm like, I don't know. I know you don't know me, but let me just give you this little card so you can pretend like you know me a little bit. And next time I see you, I'm going to ask you to be on my podcast, and I don't want to hear no shit.
Okay.
And that's
We had some big names in there. It was a freaking amazing. I'd love to see it.
Go ahead and toot your
own. Yeah, no, it was good.
And tell the people the big names that were at your event.
Okay, so... I actually could say that they're returning. So we had Printpression came. So this was his second year coming. We had Sadie Stickers, who's Alicia. We had Letters to Apollo, who is Jessica. We had Regina from Miss Amy Al. We had Aria's Daydream, who was Alice. We had Amanda, who was Fox and Pitt. We had C. Amy Draw, who was Amy. We had freaking Kendra with a plan. We had Franklin. We had
Quite Frankly.
Who else we had? We had plenty of planning. She's sitting right next to me right now. We had Birch and Birdie. We had Love and Light Charms. We had Freaking Simple Paper. Oh, my God. Paper Trails, the Copper Peony Girl. Oh, I'm just so freaking amazing.
And our guru was there.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was a lot of people. Okay. So we always do this thing where we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. So as the creator of the event, I'll let you go first. What is your ugly first?
Okay, my ugly was definitely my technical difficulties. So I was unable to have my workshop, which I needed a projector. And I couldn't, the way that their outlets, which I wish I could have, you know, tested it out beforehand or whatever, at least we would have known that it couldn't happen. But long story short, I couldn't have the projector up there, which made me not be able to have my workshop the way I wanted it to, which made me not be able to have my make and take example. Like, I had a video that you all were supposed to be able to watch to understand what y'all needed to do. My microphone was not microphoning. The freaking boombox or my speaker, my music speaker, that wouldn't freaking connect. The freaking swing, it was a lot. Okay, it was a lot of freaking issues, and I was over it, okay? It was a lot, and my freaking, the other thing was the pancake bar. I did not know that they were going to be there for 30 minutes. I don't know how long they was there, but next thing I know, I looked up, they was gone. I don't know what happened there. So that was a bad, ugly, too. Well, okay, maybe I'll put that as a bad. I done went through a lot of uglies. So I'm gonna move that to the bad.
Okay, Coco, what about you? What was your ugly?
I would say probably the food, or because I think they left, it was longer than 30 minutes, but they left at like 2. And I just think, because we had the open bar, which was really, really, really good. I must say, that was like my rose. I probably needed like something to put on my stomach with that,
yeah.
Just because of the timing of it. I think that was and the workshop. I kind of wanted to do the rainbow thing, but although I'm crafty, I'm not that kind of crafty. Although I thought I did see that some people were doing them, and I know Bianca's came out really good. But again, there was technical difficulty, so there's nothing we could do about that. But I had a really good time. So.
Okay, so I think my ugly would probably be that damn open bar because I'm so jealous I couldn't get a drink. And I was scared that I was going to fall my fat ass through that chair.
Oh.
Every time I sat down in that chair, I was like, whoa. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm safe. And every time, I mean, I know the chair was sturdy, but, you know, I don't know. It's a fat girl thing. You know, y'all don't be knowing, but sometimes when you're in the chairs, you know, you don't want to crash the chair down and be on the floor and everybody be looking at you. So I was just, like, sitting down very carefully every time. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So then we'll go to the bad. I think Shanice, you said that the pancake bar left a little early. But listen, why you talking about that pancake bar, baby? Them damn fruit and yogurt parfaits, period. Them guys were busting.
Yes. I'm like, they were so good. So I just wish it could have been like a little longer. Maybe like let us get like two pancakes or something. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't recall setting a time for them or giving them a time frame. So I'm thinking that it was more so, oh, you gave me a number of people and that's what I brought. And so I think that's what ended up happening was that, you know, I told them 100 people. And so they brought what they felt was enough for 100 people. But, yeah, just something I could do better with, you know, communicating with them, like, hey, what is all provided and how does it go? But my other bad was just my swing. I really wanted y'all to be able to sit on the swing. It was supposed to be made to be sat on, and it just didn't work out that way. So that was my other bad.
Girl,
oh, well, people were using it. They used it as a prop. Nobody, I don't think anybody would have known. I didn't know that it was, I thought it was, you know, I didn't think it was supposed to be sat in. So it was okay. Like, no, I don't think many people recognize that, but because they were using it, not sitting on it, but using it for photo ops.
Yeah. It was cute, though.
Yeah, I saw a lot of cute pictures with that. I didn't use a lot of enough picture time. Like, I think I took maybe one picture with my phone. And
oh my God, I didn't do any photos. I was devastated.
I mean, I hopped in a lot of
pictures. Yeah, unless you ran up to me and was like, hey, can we please take a picture? Like, I didn't take any pictures.
Okay, Coco, what's your bad?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I did that. Oh,
did you do a bad?
Did the bad and the ugly? What was the bad? I don't think.
Okay,
I did
no
that.
Bad. I'm with it.
I just I was just hungry. That was it.
I think the only other thing that would be considered a bad for me was the amount of downtime. And I know that was so that people could shop, but I was shopping till I could drop, and I needed a distraction. So it was like, okay, let me go talk to somebody else. So I just felt like I was talking a lot and probably getting on people's nerves. And, you know, they was drinking and chilling. And here I am just talking and talking and talking and talking. And so, you know, I just felt kind of guilty about that. Like, okay, give me something else to do.
Yes, I will. I didn't even mention this, but if you look at the itinerary on the cards that you all got at the beginning, if y'all got them, I don't know how it. Like, it was
no, I got them.
we were supposed to have a game. So it's like all the timing just went all the way off course. So we didn't do the game. I had actually two games. I wanted y'all to do a table mate game together so that y'all could, like, really, you know, work together as a team, you know, have fun with each other. And then we was just going to have a little fun, quirky game that we didn't get to do. But outside of that, I felt like you all – oh, we ain't even went to the good yet, so I'll wait.
No, you can go to the good. You can go to the good now.
Well, I just felt like you all just really seemed like to really enjoy yourselves, like just the people around you. I really hope that everyone did, like, get a chance mm-hmm. to connect with somebody sometime. But my very best good was definitely my vendors and my sister's bar. So those were my favorite things. Oh my God, hold on, the henna. Oh, there was a lot of things I liked.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we didn't even talk about the henna being offered. We didn't talk about the amount of shops that were there to vend. So we had Love and Light Charms. We had the Copper Peony. We had, I'm about to tell you the name of this shop. It is, starts with a P, right?
Paper Trail Friends.
There was one in the corner that I could never freaking get to because it was always so freaking crowded. It was a pen shop, Simple Paper. And it's one more I feel like Birch and Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So I really, really love that there were different shops there. Even though there were a lot of shop owners, they didn't like, you know, hey, you can go shop at me. Like, they didn't feel like hustly, you know what I'm saying? It felt like they were just going to have a good time also. There was henna mm-hmm. offered. There was a full open bar. There was a photo booth where you could take the pictures. You know, they had props. You could take it. You could print the pictures off as many as you wanted. I mean, like, for as many people who hopped in. There was this big-ass, like, setup that said, basically, Galentine's would have planned guap.
Mm-hmm.
And people were, like, posing in front of it and taking pictures. I mean, and there was also a D-stash table.
Mm-hmm. I forgot all about that.
So there was so much to do that even, you know, so even though there was downtime, it was 100 people for you to talk to, right? 100 other things for you to do, 100 places to spend your money. It was lots of shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my good, though, is always, always the people. I love getting with my people, seeing my people. I mean, it's one thing for me to love on you and support you, save your videos, comment on your stuff, you know, happy birthday to your dog, happy birthday to your children. But it's another thing for me to look you in your face, give you a hug, and be like, what's up, girl? It's so good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree. That's my good, too. It's always the fellowshipping and the shopping. Those are always
shopping.
My good. Yeah, and the decor was really, really on point. I really thought it was so cute. It was nicely done.
You.
It was on theme. It was really good. I thought it was done really well.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Yeah, my favorite part about the vendors was definitely the variety. Like, I try to make it a factor to bring something of everything. That was my goal,
mm-hmm.
just to, you know, have something for everybody. Because not everybody is a dainty girl. Not everybody is a doll girl. So really felt like I wanted to bring something of everything.
And I got to try those shops that were new to me, right? Like, I've never shopped at Paper Trail Plans before and ended up buying lots of journaling kits from there that I never shut it up. I never would have bought. And shout out to Paper Trail Plans for going along with the don't tell anybody I bought all this, pretend like you just gave me one, you know.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Did you their little wreath, their signing wreath?
Yeah,
yes, we did that.
That was so stinking cute. So I made a mental note. I need that for the event next year.
Yeah, we were the first person to sign it.
I wanted to get there like that. Yeah. You was the first?
We was the first
yep.
people to sign it. That's
amazing. I wrote,
yep.
do you remember what
really
you wrote?
Cute.
Yeah, we wrote Real Talk, Real Plan.
And then I think we put our IG handles or something. But
yeah,
Real Talk, Real Plan was the first thing on there.
I put so happy to have popped your vendor cherry.
Ooh.
Oh, was it there first?
Yeah.
Listen, when I tell you her wife was hustling, she was after she had you cut that yarn. She was like, hey, when you get done with this, come on over to the shop.
Yeah.
Come on over. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
You wouldn't have known. They were really good.
Yeah.
And so friendly.
I like them a lot. They're super, super nice. Mm-hmm. And her mom couldn't make it, but would have loved to meet their mom. So it's a mom and daughter shop.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like the honeybee, right?
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Just shout out to Mama B helping me with that make and take, child. That's why I forgot to
Yeah,
shout
she
out.
Was trying to help us. She sat at our table. She was trying to help us, and I was like, Mama B, don't worry. This is just not my ministry, I think, so I'm good.
I definitely am making it. So the first year we did a cup. We just put vinyls on a cup. I said, yeah, we're going to stick to the simple stuff. We ain't got time.
Girl, I wrapped all them things, and then I was like, well, now what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, then it unraveled, and I was like, mm-mm.
I was like,
hey, I went
you
shopping.
For me. But it was a really good time. I went through, like I said, I went through my swag last night, and I'm like, it was, okay. Now, I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before, but I go on these tangents, and I blame Plans and JC for this tangent, but I always go on this rant about freebies and how dumb they can be and how they don't really show what the shop has to offer and how shops should be really, you know, intentional about freebies and branding and blah, blah, blah. Can I tell you who won my prize last night?
Who?
The half unicorn.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
The bag was branded. The items in the bag was branded. Everything was, like, on point. And it was a variety in the bag. So you knew this shop offers notepads. She offers pens. She offers, you know, vinyl die-cut stickers. Like, it was such a variety. So I've never shopped with her. I hear people calling her name Akila. So I just wanted to send you, Akila, a shout-out. I'm definitely going. Thank you for the code. And thank you, Shanice, for, you know, even being so intentional with your, you know, who you're requesting swag from and all of that stuff, because that was amazing. That was a very great depiction of what's offered in that store.
Yeah, and that's how it should be.
Outdid herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good bag.
Yeah,
I think it's going to become profitable for her because, like you said, it showed everything that she offers. Everybody doesn't use certain things, so it was something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead. I was just going to say the swag I felt was even so I was having a hard time this year. I was in my head about a lot of things because last year it was just so much, and so I just kept comparing. But I did feel like this year, even though it was less, I felt like the quality was there. Like, I felt like everybody sent something that could be used. You know how sometimes you'll get just one sheet and it's like, well, what else do I have to go with it? It's just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. Like I like sampler, like doodle sheets that makes sense to me, but like just a one pager that's like, a squiggly and a box. Like, I'm just like, I can't really use that for a week. So, you know, I did feel like everyone did bless us with a little bit that we could definitely use.
Yeah, lots of those were like two, you know, two pages. I don't know. It was, like I said, I think it was all very, very well done. You did a great job. I'm really excited. I know you didn't announce your date for next year, but you did say something in there about next year, about being a swag sponsor. So Real Talk, Real Plans, we can't be a swag sponsor, so to speak, but we can do a gift. So we would like to offer a raffle.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so sweet.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do that. We are definitely going to do that. Got to get our name out there.
Of course.
So
yeah, and I can't wait to go next year.
I always say, I don't know, but I do feel like when I get the feedback of everything, I always feel like, okay, you know, we could try again. And I do feel like, you know, kind of want like a redemption event, but, and that could just be just me having the, you know, the, I know what was going on versus, you know, like as an attendee, like there's a lot of events that really be having a lot going on, but you won't know as just an attendee. I'm very transparent. So, you know, I'll let y'all know, like, you know, this wasn't what it was supposed to be. So I do feel like, you know, I do want a redemption event that I feel good about. Like, yeah, that was lit. So I think I have at least one more.
I think your transparency, though, and your honesty, you know, I think that goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, like when you're in the church choir or you're in a play or something, they say, if you mess up, you don't have to say nothing at all. People won't know from the audience. And I think you just being honest, like, I mean, we could see the projector didn't work, but we would have never known. We could have thought that, you know, you chose to use the Barbie mic. You know what I'm saying? Or for it to not have music or, you know, whatever. So those things seemed intentional. The only thing that seemed unintentional was the projector thing. And that's only because we saw you put it up and take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't paying attention and was just talking to your friends the whole time, you probably didn't even see that.
Yeah, that would be me. And I was sitting in the front because I was just running my mouth. I didn't know what was going on around me. So so I didn't see it. So didn't know that it existed. So it didn't seem like it was off to me. And the music, if you said music, if you were playing it, yeah, I don't, I mean, if you want to do music next time, that's fine. But I don't think that it was really lacking or like it took something away from the event. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be wrong, but to me it didn't. I wasn't like yesterday thinking, boy, we should have music. So
yeah, okay.
With your drink, you know, you get that drink in your hand, you had about three of them, you be like, oh, that music on now.
Yeah, well, I had music going in my head, girl. I was like, oh my God, those drinks are amazing.
Yeah, shout out to the bartender, because when somebody says something fancy with vodka and they just make something that's good, you know, you got to keep it there. And she didn't even look twice when I said, can I get a Coke but make it look fancy? Yeah. So make it look like I'm drinking something good, even though it's just a Coca-Cola.
I'll make sure to relay the message. That's my sister. She's a bartender. So,
okay.
Yes, I really appreciate her coming out for us. But that is too funny. She said that someone mentioned, I guess we had Hypnotic. She was like, someone said, oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Hey, Hypnotic, maybe you do an incredible talk.
So
did you have your drink yesterday?
The little stirrers, the cloud stirrers, oh, I just loved it. I just love the little details.
Listen, the cloud stirrers and the cloud and spoons and forks were so cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to say that my good was also that goddamn fruit and yogurt parfait.
Let me just say it again, because
that was really good. I should have got a card.
Yes. So that pretty drink she made, I was like, I said, you made something for my friend over there, and it was vodka. She just said, make her a pretty vodka drink. She was like, oh, who was it? And I pointed it out, and she was like, oh, okay, I'll make it for you. Oh, my God, it was so good. And she put the strawberries in there. Girl, and I had to go back and get me another one. And then I just started talking. I said, girl, go sit down somewhere. You just drank more than you needed to. You can talk to these people at all.
So,
but yeah, they were good.
After you cleaned up and did everything yesterday, what did you do to decompress from, A, being around that many people, and B, just, you know, you have all that tension and anxiety built up about doing an event of that magnitude. What do you do to go home and relax?
I don't. I don't think I'll be relaxing until, like, Tuesday.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Oh. But, I did take a breather, but having to get all those boxes back in the house, having to get the bar back to my sister's house, we had the swing, we had to get to where it needed to be. So it was just a lot going on. That's one thing that I did make a mental note about is I can't do it myself. So I need the things to be delivered. I need the things to be picked up. But when I did get home and got everything out of my car, I sat down and I just relaxed for like 5 minutes. But it was a lot. So
you're 5 minutes.
I feel like if I didn't have to do the whole U-Haul situation, I feel like I would have probably still either took a nap, like I did last year, which was right after the event, or I would have went hung out and then crashed after having dinner. But I didn't get to do that this year.
So you didn't get to go out with them last night either, huh?
No.
I was so jealous that I didn't know that they were going beforehand, or I would have like got a room so I could be on this side of town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I had
yeah, that's what I said I'm going to do next year.
Wherever it's at, get a room.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to get a room. Because I had so many people that I met that were from out of town.
Oh, yes. Hmm? Wouldn't it have been amazing to have it at a hotel? I think that would be freaking amazing. But I just don't know if it's worth a hotel space as far as it just being a one-day event. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you'll probably just have to do some cost comparison, but.
Yeah, but I think anytime you have an open bar, I think a hotel space is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Or, you know, I mean, just for people, just in case. You know, just in case. We don't want nobody to be hemmed up. Probation is not cute. But either way,
did you have it in this space last year?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So
last year's space was amazing. It's just it couldn't hold the amount of people that I wanted to grow to this year.
How many people was it last
year? Well, I like this space, though.
So. Yeah. First year was 40. This year was 90.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And then so many more people that wanted to go. So that's really good.
Yeah. So it was popping off.
Ooh, pretty soon you might not.
Well,
it ain't going to just be, you know, one day. They're going to talk you into more.
Yeah.
I think 100 is cap. I don't think I can do over 100. Unless, you know, no, I'm not even going to say that. 100 is the max. So, yeah, everybody.
Yeah, no, but she's saying that amount of people, but for longer than one day, she's saying.
no longer.
I'm just saying, the people gonna tell you what the people want. I'm just telling you ahead of time. I'm trying to prepare you for your greatness, sis.
Yeah.
Let me prepare you for your greatness, because that's what's gonna happen. People are gonna say it's not enough.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I could do more. And especially, like you said, if you change the location, even if you don't change the location, people will find where they can go in order to be here for another day. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because like next year we're going to stay in a hotel anyway, so might as well.
Even if the next day we don't do nothing but meet up and plan, like a regular planner meetup. But we can
plan a meetup
with the people from the event.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually.
That's a real cute idea, but
don't turn down my ideas. I thought it was great.
No, I'm seriously. That sounds like a great idea to have a whole event, and then like, you know, because that way, instead of being like boom, 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 boom with the itinerary, you know, you can space it out. But 2 days of planning, that's a lot.
Well, we didn't really plan yesterday. Oh, you
know,
planning.
Yeah, of event planning.
But that's what I'm saying. The next day, all we have to do is plan with our planners. We do that anyway.
I just want a regular meetup the next day.
Yeah.
We can use
just regular.
Just
regular. We could even help out with the second day.
Yeah, come bring your planner bag and let's plan. The end. That's all.
That's all
the plan we doing.
Yeah, we'll get them a Coke.
Yeah, we can provide soda.
We'll get them a Coke and a donut. There you go.
I think
it's just something to ponder. Just relax for a few days, and then we can move on to planning for next year.
And don't forget.
But I do think because I saw all the people who were at the airport last night all sad. They would have stayed one more day.
She's
like, girl, get off my phone with that.
Yeah, with all this foolishness.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. So do you have, like, anything planned for your YouTube channel surrounding this event? Like, are you going to do, like, a swag show-off or a table bait show-off? Or is there anything else?
Yeah, so I did want to have my official swag video. I did record something. I don't know how it turned out because I was rushing. So I might put it up. I might not. I might redo it and then just combine it with my table mate and gifts. But I did plan to do that. I wanted to, like, you know, do like last year where I talked about my experience and, you know, as a hostess or whatever. But my friend Jess, she did reach out to me about doing a questionnaire too, and I told her, you know, I was going to be talking with you all. So, you know, I would just let her know from there. But maybe we might have a video. But at this point, I'm not thinking about no videos. So recording any videos. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'm just really, really glad that I got an opportunity to go this year. And I feel like I'm getting to know you a lot better. And you'll always be Planners and Tacos. I do know your real name. I don't want you to think I don't. Because I do.
I know. I feel like it's very fine to know me as Planners and Tacos or Shanice. But, like, I just know, like, for me, because I talk to a lot of people, I hope I don't ever offend anybody when I don't know your name. Because, like, whenever someone actually tells me their at name, I turn up a little bit more because I'm like, oh, I know you because of your at name. So, yeah, I don't mind being known as Planners and Tacos. That's perfectly fine with me. But, I love you, Erica, girl. I appreciate you having me on here tonight, you and Coco. And it was a good time. I really, really, truly am happy to hear that y'all were able to enjoy yourselves. I love that you both are both very open with your critiques and anything and offering any type of suggestions. Yeah, I like that a lot. Like, I don't mind anybody. If anybody's listening and want to give me some suggestions, I don't mind it. I want to be better and have a better event and just be, I just want y'all to have a good time.
And I think that that in itself, you stand apart from lots of other people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people
yeah.
don't want to hear your shit.
No, they don't. A lot of people don't want to hear the feedback. But that's what makes the difference. Next year, you know, you'll know, at least if you don't know what the people want, how can you give them what they want, you know? So
mm-hmm.
I think if people tell you, it does make a difference. Not everything you can do, you know, but suggestions are welcomed, and that's what's important, that you at least are open to the suggestions. I'm just so glad that the girl that I bought the ticket from couldn't go. I mean, I hate that she couldn't go, but
shout
I'm glad that I got
we
a ticket.
Love you.
Yes, 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 we do love you, but I'm glad, girl. I'm so glad I got a ticket. Because I didn't hear about it until it was too late. So that's okay. I'm going to be in there next year. I have my own ticket.
Yeah, right,
well,
so everyone, thank you so much. Thank you to all the attendees. Thank you to everyone who's reposting and posting. I love to see it. So thank y'all.
Okay, make sure
thank you tell everybody to
listen to the replay so that they can hear your honest and transparency,
okay.
And I'll make sure I do the same thing.
Will do.
And me as well.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.
All
right,
thank
you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Coco, that was an impromptu because
nice.
I wasn't ready.
I know, but I'm glad she called in.
I am too, and I'm glad because it was still fresh, and if we would have waited, because you know next weekend is the game where Usher performs.
Yes.
It's the Usher concert. And since I didn't get to see him in Vegas, I'm really excited that I'll get to see him next weekend.
Yes, you will. For his halftime show. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, and then everybody wouldn't be listening, and we wouldn't even be probably prepared to do it. Oh, I didn't take the day off after. The day after off, anyway.
Yes,
so
would we
be back the following week? Well, I work from home now, before pre-COVID, before the world was working from home, I would always take the day after Super Bowl off because we always had people over or whatever. And,
oh, yeah.
Nobody trying to get up early in the morning and go to work.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because the Super Bowl go off late. They just be overdoing the commercials now. Don't get me wrong. The commercials are cute, but they overdoing it. And let's just,
A two-hour game takes 6 hours.
Yeah, it does.
Or better.
And then it's like, well, what I'm supposed to do with my Sundays after this? Next year, I'm going back to playing fantasy football.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Next year, I'm going back to playing fantasy football. I need another hobby. I can't just wallow.
You need another hobby.
I need another hobby.
This one ain't costing us enough.
No. See, I don't play fantasy football where I got to pay money. I only do the free game.
Okay.
I used to like watching football. And so I don't have anybody to watch football with anymore. And so now I think if I go back.
Don't you watch football?
No. She's a basketball girl. She only likes women basketball. If I get back into watching fantasy football, playing fantasy football, then I'll have an excuse to kind of at least keep up with the highlights to see what players I want, who's got good stats. Cause I used to really be into, I guess that's the difference between being with a guy and being with a girl. Like, anyway.
Well, some girls like are really, really into it. just have a basketball girl. That's all.
Okay, so are you ready for the next segment before it's time for us to log off?
What is the next segment?
All right, you guys.
I almost fell out of my chair.
It is time. You know what? You know what I didn't do this? Oh, my God. It is time for us to tune in and talk about the nine-month world cruise that we call, what do we call it? Planner World Cruise Mayhem. It is time.
Oh, God. I am crying. I was laughing so hard from that. What you think?
I say it's time. And for those of you who don't know, okay, who are just tuning in, so I did not look at the comments like I normally do while I'm recording. So I do have some comments. 58 episodes of the show. Okay. Yeah, we're doing good. Miss Mitchell did it. Yes, she did. Y'all, please, y'all, use y'all machines. Somebody is so sweet. They love her. I don't remember who that somebody is. This guest, I don't know if they want me to use their name, was coming in late. That was their ugly. Their bad was not taking more pics, and the good was just being able to attend. Oh, I'm so happy you got to attend, too. I love you, love you. I enjoyed myself. I was okay with the downtime. Okay, good. And I Make Plans says meeting Leslie was her good.
Thank you.
let's see. Mama B is a beast. And someone said that cough be coughing. I'm trying to wonder. I think that cough was from the don't be on probation.
I missed that.
I said something about being on probation. I hate that I didn't look at the comments while it was all going on. But okay. All right. So for those of you who don't know, let me play my sound again. Hold on. Okay.
Listen, that makes me want to be on a cruise right now.
Because
I love
bad.
A good cruise.
That's so bad. and I think it was right up the alley when we were playing Pictionary last night that you got to draw the boat.
I know, me too.
Man, Kristen knows what she's doing. Shout out to Kristen for picking the perfect pictures for us to draw them. Jillian, when y'all don't be on Planner Shenanigans, y'all be missing the show. Okay? It's shenanigans. But for those of you who don't know, we have been following along with the Royal Caribbean World 9-month World Cruise. We have been unlocking new characters and following them in their, I guess we'll call their shenanigans also, you know, going on. Last week in the Roar, on the World Cruise, you know, a racist showed their racist cards, and happy-ass Antoine finally was unhappy. But I don't know what's been going on since. So, Coco, do you have an update?
I don't I haven't been watching it either because now they all annoy me. Now that Mark is gone, they all annoy me, except for, what's the rat girl name? She's so cute.
Little Rat Brain.
Yeah, she doesn't annoy me, but the rest of them totally freaking annoy me. Today, Antoine was all happy about some freaking crocodile. Like, oh, I didn't know that was the happiness that I needed. What the heck? A crocodile? Really? Get your ass in there and see if you're going to love that crocodile then. But he is. When somebody brought that up, I don't remember who it was that said it. about him being so happy. It's kind of annoying. It's like every day, but I mean, I guess he just chooses to be happy.
He was ready.
Unlike me, I wake up every day and choose violence. So every day.
You know, I kind of been there. I've been there.
Yeah. The biggest thing that I have been noticing on the world cruise is they are missing a hell of a lot of ports. I mean, I know it's due to weather and things like that, so it's dangerous to get off. But I'm thinking they should schedule it to start a different time of the year next time because of the way the weather is up and down during these 3 months. But, yeah, they've missed so many ports, but today I think they were in Costa Rica. Today or yesterday, I don't know if they post the same day or not. But they haven't been that interesting to me lately. But I didn't keep up to see because I had a lot going on. I told y'all I went into the office, and by the time I get home, I'm going to sleep. So next week will be a much better update because I'm going to watch the little rat brain girl. I watch them all, but I think they're getting on their own. They're aggravating themselves and each other, which is in turn
right.
Now they're aggravating me.
Monica Penny Pincher Planner, who is our resident.
Oh, hey, Monica.
Cruise TMZ affiliate. She says that a new character unlocked, which is a family with two kids from Vegas. They are getting on in Los Angeles port.
Yeah.
She is going to be the drama to replace Marky.
Yeah, there's also some besties that's getting on, too. So I think as this progresses, that's a good point. As this progresses, we'll start to see people leave at certain ports and other people get on. So it'll kind of keep the excitement going. Those people that's been on there from the beginning and that's going to be on there, they can just throw them away now. And I'm looking forward to the family and these besties. That's
okay.
Getting on. And then we'll see who else. And then maybe they'll have a new panel on board of influencers or whatever, bloggers.
I know this week it was a lot going on for me, so I didn't get a chance to, like, look at my boy and his videos where he leaves me up to date. And I'll be ready. I'll be prepared with you over the next week. And maybe, just maybe, am I going to do a midweek check-in this week? Was that good? Should I go back on Instagram Live again on Thursday to do a midweek check-in?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I think so. Especially since we're not going to be on Sunday.
Okay. I know some people did say that they used that time to update their planners, and I think that was good. But I know a lot of people said they didn't get a chance. I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, why not?
Monica says that we can maybe check in later on to kind of figure out what's going on with the cruise drama. And I'll try to include that in my midweek check-in also.
Yeah, I'll have some. I'm gonna watch them tonight because on Sunday night that's what I do, watch TikTok and look on the sleep. So.
Oh, yeah, she said for the West Coast peeps because it's later there. I mean, yeah. I guess 8 o'clock. What is that? 5 o'clock. Oh, yeah, people are just getting off work. Maybe I'll do 9. 9 o'clock is kind of late, though. Are you opening your planner at 9 o'clock?
Well, we do this at 9.
That's true. Okay, 9 o'clock. I'll do Thursday night at 9.
So it'll be 6 o'clock. They'll be just getting home.
Yeah.
But, it's fine. Or they can listen in their car.
Yeah, or they can
on Bluetooth.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. But we're going to definitely do a midweek check-in because I want us to get our routines down packed. So is there anything you're going to add to your routine other than your blood pressure check?
This week? Nope. I'm not going to lie. Nope. I'm not. What I was supposed to be doing already is my budgeting. I'm doing that. I'm going to go back from January 1 from all of my paychecks till now. I'm going to do it now, though, because if not, it's going to be too much for me to look at, you know, from bills
right.
and stuff
right.
like that. So I'm going to get my budget planner. I'm going to get my budget planner together this week.
Okay, so that is what I'm going to do Tuesday night during reading sprints, if sprints happen. I'm going to do my budgeting. Yeah, I've been writing it down, but I haven't been, like, keeping up with it, but I've been writing it down. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I have a question for our listeners, and this is
okay.
probably going to be either TMI for some people or whatever, but if y'all know, I need a really, well, not one good bra, but I need good bras. And if y'all have any ideas or suggestions, because I'm so tired of buying these expensive-ass bras, trying them out, and it ain't working. And I don't mind paying a price for a good bra, but I just want it to be a good bra. So I'd like it to be something tried and true. If y'all want to just send me some ideas or whatever, I appreciate it.
You guys can slide into her DM at CocoPlans2, CocoPlans, the number 2, and tell her about good bras. Monica says that it's her birthday month. Happy birthday, Monica. You thought I was going to forget.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're the best TMZ consultant we ever had. Okay? I want you to know that. And your microphone is really good.
Yeah, we're going to have to download the birthday song.
I know.
So we can have it in the future.
So she says that it's her birthday month, so she's still doing gratitude daily. I need to get on that. She says Target has some good bras, especially for our big boobies girls. I am
quite jealous
because I do not have big boobs. I have really tiny boobs and big nipples. Anyway, sorry. I'm jealous. I am in the itty bitty titty committee, and I wish so. Maybe. I would like big boobs. See, I have this thing about.
I don't know
your
why they get in the damn way.
But your boob to gut ratio is, you know, if you have really big boobs, your gut don't look as big because they, you know, they go past your gut. But in my case, my boobs are behind my stomach, so my stomach looks way bigger. I mean, it's bigger anyway. But you get what I'm saying, right?
I do. I get what you're saying. It's just the way you said it, Mama.
Okay. Monica says she'll trade some boobies for some booty. Well, I ain't lacking in that department. Coco is lucky because she got both.
Well, I don't really call it luck. I got boob, belly, and butt. So if the belly would go away, the rest of it would be okay.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
I got the three Bs.
The three Bs. Well. All right. All right, you guys, that's about our time. Thank you for listening to us break our HIPAA violations. Thank you for reliving the Galentine's with a plan with us.
It's my business and I'll tell it if I want to.
And thank you for tuning in to all of the crews. 9-month world cruise mayhem. We really love that. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at CocoPlans2 and Real Talk with Riri. You can buy us a coffee by clicking the link tree in our bio. You can listen to the podcast if you missed it live. You can listen to it on Apple. You can listen to it on Spotify, or you can even catch us on YouTube. How cool. If you don't want to catch us on any of those platforms, you can tell a friend to tell a friend to get the laugh that they deserve. Yeah. Am I missing anything? Oh, go check out the Cuteness Boutique. You can use code Erica20 to save you 20%, or frolickingbrains.etsy.com and use Erica22 and save you 22%. I think that's
What's your Cuteness Boutique one?
Erica20.
Okay.
She got some new releases that are out now for Black History Month, and so does Frolicking Brains, and they're really cute. I saw them playing with them, and they should get here before the month is over, so you'll still be able to use them. Not that it's not Black History 24, you know, 365.
Well, that's what I told my work husband. My work husband is Caucasian persuasion, and I said to him, how is it the first day of Black History Month and I ain't heard from you all day?
Okay. I need to know.
He's like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
How you get broke up in Black History Month? Ain't that some shit?
No, we didn't break up. He apologized. And he sent
Lucky
me a cup.
Lucky for you. Huh. Anywho.
Oh, God.
Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. You know, please remember. Remember, hug a friend because you never know what your friend is going through, okay? Okay. Remember, keep it messy and never malicious. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.